From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of studies in the life of Abraham. During these studies, he will seek to draw important lessons from the life of this man who was called the friend of God. Today, Dr. Cairns commences the second message in the series, messages which were preached during the Sunday evening services some years ago. The text is found in Genesis chapter 11, verse 27 through chapter 12, verse 5, which records the call of Abraham to leave Ur of the Chaldees and follow the Lord to the land of promise. God gave Abraham a great promise of blessing at this time, that through him all families of the earth would be blessed. In this introductory portion of the message, Dr. Cairns emphasizes that the blessing was conditional upon Abraham obeying the Lord's terms. In the course of the narrative, we find that Abraham stopped short of the land of promise by settling in Haran, at least for a time. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in a few minutes. First, here is a devotional thought from Faith Checkbook, a collection from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called Made Rich by Faith. The text is found in Psalm 9 and verse 18. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Poverty is a hard heritage, but those who trust in the Lord are made rich by faith. They know that they are not forgotten of God, and though it may seem that they are overlooked in His providential distribution of good things, they look for a time when all this shall be righted. Lazarus will not always lie among the dogs at the rich man's gate, but he will have his recompense in Abraham's bosom. Even now the Lord remembers His poor but precious sons. I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me, said one of old. And it is even so. The godly poor have great expectations. They expect the Lord to provide them all things necessary for this life and godliness. They expect to see all things working for their good. They expect to have the closer fellowship with their Lord, who had not where to lay His head. They expect His second advent and to share its glory. This expectation cannot perish, for it is laid up in Christ Jesus, who liveth forever. And because He lives, it shall live also. The poor saint sings many a song which the rich sinner cannot understand. Wherefore, let us, when we have short commons below, think of the royal table above.
Thank you.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Genesis chapter 11, and we'll commence reading toward the end of the chapter, verse 27. Genesis chapter 11, verse 27. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity in Ur of the Chaldees. And Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarah, and the name of Nahor's wife Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. But Sarah was barren, and she had no child. And Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran his son's son, and Sarah his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran, and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. And Terah died in Haran. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Amen. The Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his own precious word for his name's sake. Last Sabbath evening, I pointed out how that when Abram, or as I will call him, just for the sake of ease and uniformity, by his later name, Abraham, when Abraham was an idolater in Ur of the Chaldees, the God of glory appeared unto him and turned him from idols to serve the living and the true God. At that time, or perhaps some time after that initial revelation of glory and of grace to Abraham, the Lord commanded him to leave Ur of the Chaldees, to quit his father's house, to turn away from his kindred, and to go with him to the land that he would show him. Attached to that command was a great promise. The Lord assured Abraham that he had a land to show him. That is classic understatement, because the idea was not merely to let Abraham be a spectator of the land, but to enter into the assurance that God would give this land to him and to his children after him. The Lord promised that there in that land he would make Abraham a great nation. This was a tremendous promise, because remember what we have read. Abraham had one wife at that time. Her name was Sarah, and Sarah was childless. And here is the promise of God Leave all, come into the land that I will show you, and there I will make of you a great nation. There I will prosper you. The idea of blessing lies at the heart of this promise. Notice how the Lord promises to bless Abraham. How he would bless them that bless Abraham and curse him that curseth him. How he would not only bless Abraham, but would in that land make him a blessing. And how ultimately in Abraham would all the families or all the nations of the earth be blessed. Now that was the promise the Lord gave. But it could only be enjoyed upon the Lord's terms. The Lord's command was clear. This will not happen in Ur of the Chaldees. It cannot happen in Ur of the Chaldees. However physically attractive this area appears, and it was possibly the most attractive area on earth, the cradle of civilization, the place that had everything, God said, this cannot happen in Ur. You must leave this country. You must leave your father's house. You must leave your kindred. I will bless you. The language in many ways is similar to the language Lot used to his sons-in-law at a later time. You remember when he went to the sons-in-law that he had in Sodom, he said, up, get you out of this place. And that essentially is what the Lord was saying to Abraham. Abraham, up, get you out of this place. And when I think of it, the reasons were really very similar. The Lord could very well say to Abraham, as Lot to his sons-in-law, you are surrounded by great sin. You stand in a place of great danger. You have a great and urgent need. But thank God, He presents you with glorious and wonderful grace. So up, get you out of this place. That was the Lord's word to Abraham. Now, Abraham must have told his father Terah of the Lord's command to him. And upon hearing that, Terah decided to go along and bring his grandson Lot. Not only indeed did Terah decide to go along with Abraham, it would appear that Terah at that point took over the whole decision-making for the journey. We read in verse 31, Terah took Abraham his son and the rest that are mentioned there, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees. It wasn't so much Abraham taking Terah and the group. It was Terah now in the saddle, as it were, and making the decisions. And that is a fateful distinction to make. Because while Terah decided, for whatever reason, and we're not given the reason, there are various possibilities, but we can't be sure. For whatever reason, he decided to leave Ur of the Chaldees. But our Bible reading shows that he chose to go to Haran. Haran apparently was that place where the normal camel trail, if you would have it, the place where the caravans would come to and they would have a parting of the ways, when they would take on their way of traffic to Egypt and the other way would go into the land of Canaan. He got as far as Haran. And again, for whatever reason, he settled down there. Now that was not the place the Lord had chosen to which to lead Abraham. That was not the place of promise. That was not the place of blessing. That was not even meant to be a staging post on the way. It was not meant to be a place where he remained at all. God says, in effect, follow me to the land that I will show you. But Terah brought him to Haran, and there they dwelt. We don't know for how long. May have been 5 years. I personally tend to the smaller number for reasons that appeal to me but may not appeal to others. Some commentators I've read say 15 years possibly. Even one, possibly 25 years. We can't say. But there was a protracted period of time where Abraham, who had heard the call of God and set out in obedience, dwelt in Haran with Terah and the rest of that group. Eventually, Terah died in Haran, and Abraham finally, fully obeyed the Lord. As we read tonight, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And then we read that wonderful statement of verse 5. They went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. After years and years of delay, Abraham had finally reached the place the Lord had called him to inherit.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.